This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Support for the Memory Palace comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/memory. That's odoo.com/memory. Odoo, modern management made simple.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. It's impossible to know for sure, but ornithologists tell us that there were as many as 5 billion passenger pigeons in North America at the beginning of the 1800s. That was one in every 5 birds. And when they would fly south in the fall and north again in the spring, the birds would actually darken the sky. Many reputable accounts say the flocks would stretch out a mile wide and 300 miles long. The flocks would take hours, sometimes all day, to fly overhead. You'd wake up in the morning to the sound of approaching birds, and while you ate your breakfast and tended your fields all day and brought your livestock in or whatever, and the flock would still be overhead when it got dark. The sound must have been incredible. The droppings from a couple of million birds would rain down, defoliating whole swaths of forest. When they would settle down in a forest as a layover, it would take years for the trees to recover. One nesting site in Wisconsin occupied 850 square miles. There were as many as 136 million birds there. But all of this made them incredibly easy to hunt. It was said that if you shot a rifle into the air as they flew overhead, that one shot could take down 30 birds. They were flying so close that they'd collide, like some sort of horrible pileup on an interstate, and they'd plummet. And as the American human population spread west, the forests started to disappear. And as industrialization and immigrants swelled the eastern cities, people needed meat. And industrial hunters stepped in. They'd light fires in stands of trees to smoke the birds out and then kill them. They would take a single pigeon and sew up its eyes for some reason. Then they'd tie it to a stool so their panic flapping would cause curious flocks to land. Then they'd be trapped and killed. Sometimes they would soak feed in alcohol to get the birds drunk so they'd be easier to kill. In Petoskey, Michigan in 1878, 50,000 birds were killed every day for 5 months. They were packed into boxcars and shipped to New York or Boston or Providence or Newark or Philadelphia or Baltimore. That same year, a different Midwestern supplier shipped another 3 million passenger pigeons. And the birds started to disappear. The females only laid one egg a year, which is a terrible evolutionary strategy. By 1900, the flocks were gone. By 1909, the American Ornithological Society was offering $1,500 to anyone who found a pigeon in the wild. The last known passenger pigeon died at the Cincinnati Zoological Park in 1914. She was stuffed and mounted in a diorama at the Birds of America display in the Smithsonian. A few years back, she was put into storage.